for them, and you are rejoicing with them also. So I praise God for all of you. Okay, I'll start. What is your favorite drink?
你最喜欢, 喝的饮料是什么?
When it's a hot day and you've maybe been walking around and you're tired and you're thirsty, what's your favorite drink?
在一个很炎热的夏天的时候, 你最喜欢最想喝的一个饮料是什么呢?
My favorite drink is Orange Fanta.
我最喜欢喝的就是那个, Fanta.
But it's not the one that you can get out of the machine at Burger King.
可是不是你在Burger King可以拿, 可以这样子拿出来的那个Fanta。
It's not even the ones that you can get in your local supermarket here.
也不是在那个超级市场可以买得到的那种。
It has to be Orange Fanta in Italy.
我最喜欢的那种是在意大利买得到的这种那个橘子Fanta。
It's different there.
就是在那边的味道是很不一样的。
Because the Orange Fanta in Italy actually has real orange juice. You can see the pulp in it.
因为在意大利的这个芬达呢, 是真的用橘子水做的, 你还可以看到这个橘子的这个, 这个就是那个它的那个, 就是里头的那个果肉, 对,
yeah, thanks for helping out. And maybe it's my recollection of visiting in Italy and being so hot and thirsty and tired that it just was so good and refreshing when I drank Orange Fanta.
也有可能我这么喜欢这个意大利的芬达，就是因为意大利在我们在意大利的时候，那个地方又很漂亮，但是天气又很热，我们很累，所以常常喝到芬达的时候就有很大的帮助。
But you know, I thirst for it now.
但是你知道吗？现在我会很想念这个饮料。
And I miss it.
我真的非常想念它。
Because we don't live in Italy.
因为我们不住在意大利。
I thirst again for that.
我真的是每次想到它就会很想再喝一次。
And if you know anything about the passage that we're going to talk about today,
如果你对我们今天所要念的经文熟悉的话,
Jesus talks about thirst.
耶稣有谈到饥渴的事情。
And having a satisfaction that will last forever.
也谈到一个就是有一个永远满足的一个感觉。
Turn with me to the book of John in chapter 4.
请大家看约翰福音第四章。
Now, I guess we didn't really have a chance to read this yet.
我们还没有机会来读这段圣经。
But if you're familiar with this passage, you know this is talking about the incident where Jesus is talking to the woman at the well.
这段圣经其实是耶稣跟一位妇人在讲到他的饥渴。
Jesus and his disciples were visiting Jerusalem.
耶稣和他的门徒到了耶路撒冷。
And they wanted to go quickly back to their home country.
然后他们很想很快的就回到他们住的地方。
The region of Galilee.
到加利利的这块地方。
So they were going from the southern city of Jerusalem, going up north to Galilee.
所以他们是要从那个, 耶路撒冷是在南边回到他们的家乡加利利。
And it seemed like they were needed to go quickly.
而且好像感觉上他们时间上很赶。
Or actually in the verses, it says that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
在这段经文里头他说耶稣必须要经过这个撒玛利亚这块地方。
So Jerusalem is in the south.
所以耶路撒冷是在南边。
Galilee is in the north.
加利利是在北边。
And Samaria is right in between.
撒玛利亚是在这两块地方的中间。
But if you are a good Jew,
但是如果你是一个好的犹太人,
if you are a religious person,
如果你是一个, 敬虔的人,
you would normally never go through Samaria.
你会就不从这个撒玛利亚这块地经过,
because those were the ungodly people.
因为这个撒玛利亚是被认为是一个不洁净的地方。
You would normally go around Samaria.
所以你要到加利利的时候, 你必须要绕道, 不要绕过这个撒玛利亚。
But Jesus said, I must go through Samaria.
但是耶稣说我必须要经过撒玛利亚。
And you know the story.
所以你知道这个故事。
That as he was in Samaria, he met the woman at the well.
当他经过这块地方撒玛利亚的时候, 他遇到一位妇人。
And he talked to her about water and living water that if she drinks it, she'll never thirst again.
耶稣跟他谈到就是说如果他喝了永生的水他就会永远不渴。
I'm not going to talk in detail about that story.
今天我并不是要来讲这个故事。
But I want to talk about what happened afterwards.
我想谈的是在那件事情之后。
When Jesus was talking to his disciples.
当耶稣跟他的门徒在讲话的时候。
Now, as Jesus entered into Samaria,
当耶稣进到撒玛利亚的时候。
He was getting thirsty.
耶稣也口渴了。
He was getting hungry.
他也饿了。
But as he looked around, he said, I don't see any Starbucks or McDonald's.
所以他看看四周，他说我没有看到这个星巴克，也没有看到麦当劳。
So he sent his disciples, go off to this other village and to get food and drink for us.
所以他就差遣他的门徒到其他的地方去买东西跟买饮料。
And as the disciples were away doing that, that's when he had the encounter with the woman at the well.
所以当他的门徒去找食物的时候，那也就是他跟这个妇人在谈他的生命的事情的时候。
And the woman got to a drink from living water.
那位妇人就得到一个永生的活水。
And as she was all excited about that and wanting to go back and to talk to all her village neighbors.
当她得到这个信息之后，她很兴奋地想回去跟她的族人来分享这个信息。
That's when his disciples returned with the Starbucks and the McDonald's.
所以在那个时候，耶稣的门徒就回来，就带了食物跟饮料回来。
Now they were all surprised of what they were seeing.
那但是他们当他们看到耶稣跟这个妇人的时候，他们非常的惊讶。
Because first of all, Jesus was talking to a woman.
因为他们看到耶稣跟一位妇人在讲话。
And any good religious person, a man, would never be caught in public talking to a woman.
因为在当时，一位敬虔的人。绝对不能够在公共的场合跟一位就说跟妇人讲话。
Not only that, but he was talking to a Samaritan.
不仅是如此，他还是跟一位撒玛利亚的妇人讲话。
Nobody of good reputation would be caught dead talking to somebody like that.
在当时呢，一个有好名声的人不会再跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人讲话。
So the disciples were all kind of curious and wondering, Jesus, why are you talking to this Samaritan woman?
所以耶稣的门徒就非常的疑惑，说为什么你跟一位撒玛利亚的妇人讲话呢？
And maybe in their curiosity or their embarrassment, they said, here Jesus, here's your latte and your chicken McNuggets.
所以可能在这个很疑惑的这个当中呢，他们同时呢就把这个食物呢，这个鸡块什么就交给耶稣了。
And Jesus said something very interesting.
那耶稣就说了一件很有意思的事情。
He said, I'm no longer thirsty. I'm no longer hungry.
他说我不饿了，我也不渴了。
And the disciples were even more curious and really didn't understand what Jesus was doing and saying.
那门徒呢，就更不了解为什么耶稣一下子不饿不渴了。
And Jesus was saying, well, I have had food. My food is to do the will of God and to finish his work.
耶稣就跟他们说我已经吃了，因为他说我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
Now Jesus brought satisfaction and fulfillment in life to the woman at the well.
耶稣呢给撒玛利亚的妇人带来生命的满足。
But what gave satisfaction and fulfillment to Jesus?
但是呢，耶稣的满足又是什么呢？
And what did Jesus say to his disciples that would bring them fulfillment and satisfaction?
而耶稣对他的门徒说，他们的满足又是什么呢？
And what is Jesus saying to us today that would bring us fulfillment and satisfaction in our life?
那耶稣对我们在今天对我们所说的又是什么？是有什么事情，有什么东西可以给我们带来满足呢？
Well, it's to do God's will and to finish his work.
应该就是说遵行神的旨意来完成他的功。
But what is God's will?
但是神的旨意又是什么呢？
I think everywhere I go and meet Christians,
我到四处在跟一些基督徒相聚的时候，
Every Christian has this question.
每一位基督徒似乎都有这同样的问题。
What is God's will for my life?
神在我身上的旨意到底是什么呢？
Well, I'm not going to talk necessarily about that either.
我今天也不想讲这个事情。
Because I think most of the time when we ask that, we're talking about, well, what's God's will for me to, what am I going to eat for lunch?
因为每次我们谈到这个时候, 可能我们就会想到说, 哦, 那神要我今天中午吃什么呢?
Or maybe sometimes it's a little bit more important, like what school should I go to?
可能或是更重要的一个事情就是说, 我应该去什么样的学校呢?
Or what job should I take?
我应该去做什么样的工作呢?
But I'm talking about what is God's will for every single person.
但是我想, 想要问的就是说, 神在我们每一个人身上的旨意到底是什么呢?
And Jesus says, to do God's will, to finish His work, will give you satisfaction and fulfillment in life.
而耶稣在这里所说的是说, 要遵行上帝的旨意, 完成他上帝的, 完成他的工, 会给你的生命带来满足。
And this is God's will.
这就是神的旨意,
to do the work that God, that Jesus was doing.
就是要做, 耶稣在世上所做的工,
which is to work in God's harvest.
这是什么呢? 就是说要去, 做收割的一个工作。
Now, I don't think that is new to you.
我想这不是一个, 好像一个新的讯息。
We always talk about sharing the good news.
我们常常谈到说我们要分享好消息,
to be workers in the harvest.
我们要在神的这个国度里头做一个好像收成的人。
But let's take a look at what Jesus is saying to his disciples.
我们现在看看呢, 耶稣跟他的门徒是说些什么呢?
Look with me to John chapter 4 and then beginning in verse 34.
我们再回到约翰福音第四章, 我们一起看 34节。
John chapter 4, verse 34.
约翰福音第四章34节。
Give you a chance to take a look at that, get there.
我们一起来看。
Okay, he says this, Jesus said to his disciples, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意,做成他的工。
But then look what he says. He says, Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are white for harvest. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life. And he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
35节 36, 你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月吗?我告诉你们, 举目向前观看,庄稼已经熟了,原文做发白,可以收割了。收割的人得工价,积蓄五谷到永生,叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
Now most of us, I think, like I said earlier, know that it's God's will for us to share the good news.
我想大家都知道说神的旨意就是要我们跟人家分享福音的好处。
And we're very happy to support that and to send other people off to the mission field.
我们也很乐意呢, 就是差遣人到, 到其他的地方去做这样的工作。
But to tell you truthfully, most of us aren't motivated or don't know how to do that.
但是好像我们大部分的人, 我们自己并不知道要怎么样的去做这件事情。
First of all, we say that, well, maybe the people aren't ready to hear what I'm going to say.
有些时候我们的借口可能是说, 这些人还没有准备好我们要告诉他们的这个信息。
It's not quite the right time yet.
好像时候还不到。
There's other things that maybe I need to talk with them about before I can share with them the gospel.
好像我在跟他们谈福音之前, 我应该再跟他们谈一些其他的事情。
But it's like what Jesus is saying.
但是好像就跟耶稣在这里所说的一样。
Don't say there's 4 more months yet.
不要以为你们还有4个月。
If you're like me, most of the time I think about, well, in order to share the gospel,
很多时候我也想说为了要跟人, 分享这个福音的讯息,
I need to have more training.
我需要更多的训练。
Training is good, but then sometimes I think we can get overtrained.
装备是很好的, 可是很多时候好像我们也被装备的太多了。
Sometimes we think we need more people in our church first, so to get more excitement.
很多时候我们也觉得说我们教会人应该要更多一点,然后我们才可以做这件事情。
Sometimes we say, well, we need a better space for us to meet.
很多时候我们会想说，我们可能需要先有一个更好的地方，我们才可以做这个事。
Or maybe we say we need more programs or better programs.
我也有可能我们认为说，我们还需要做一些多一点其他的事情。
Or sometimes we even say, well, we need more pastors.
然后有可能我们也认为说，我们需要更多的牧师。
So when I invite them to church, then the pastor can talk to them.
所以当我邀请朋友来到教会的时候，我们就有更多的牧者跟传道人来跟他们谈福音的事。
Many times we say that it's not quite ready yet to harvest.
很多时候我们认为还不到收庄稼的时候。
To share the good news.
还没有到跟人家分享福音的信息的时候。
But to honestly speak again.
但是我要真实的在这里跟大家说。
You know, when I say that.
当我这样子说的时候。
When I say that the harvest is not quite ready.
当我说庄稼尚未成熟的时候
，That person is not quite ready to hear the gospel.
当我说那个人还没有预备好接受福音的时候
，Most of the time, what I really mean is that I'm not ready to share the gospel.
在我说这些话的时候，实际上我是在说我自己还没有准备好。
But what did Jesus say?
但是耶稣说什么呢
？Jesus said, "Don't say there's four more months and then the harvest."
耶稣说不要以为你们还有四个月
The harvest is ready
庄稼已经成熟了
And if the harvest is ready, then you're ready
如果庄稼已经成熟了那你已经也是需要准备好了
Jesus wants us to know that to really find fulfillment and satisfaction in our life is to be engaged in the harvest
耶稣知道，当我们的生命需要有这个满足的时候，是我们必须要投入这个收割庄稼的这个工作。
But to be fruitful workers in the harvest, the first thing we need to know is that Jesus thinks that we're already ready.
当我们要就是也要收割庄稼做一个工人的时候，耶稣知道我们是必须要准备好了的人。
If you remember another incident, the disciples were walking, traveling from one town to another.
另外有一件事情就是当门徒从一个城走到另外一个城的时候
And they got hungry again
然后他们又饿了
Gee, a lot of Bible stories are about eating and drinking
好像在圣经里头有很多故事都是讲到吃啊喝的事情
And as they were walking through the wheat field
当他们走过一个田里的时候
They were just walking and picking off the heads of the and rubbing in their hands and eating it
所以他们经过这些禾场的时候，他们就捡了这个石穗，然后就把它揉一揉，就拿起来吃。
So how much training does that need to be able to pick the harvest?
我们做这样的事情的时候，需要多少的训练呢
？Not much.
不是太多的训练。
Well, let me say that there doesn't take much readiness to be able to be in the harvest field.
当我们要做一个收庄稼的工人的时候，我们不需要太多的训练。
You know, if you can answer three simple questions, you can be an evangelist.
如果你可以回答三个问题，你就可以成为一个传福音的人。
Let me give you these three questions.
让我告诉你这三个问题。
Can you answer question number one?
你看你可不可以回答这第一个问题。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣
？Can you answer that?
你可以回答这个问题吗
？I think most of us could.
Okay, 我想我们大部分人知道。
Question number two.
第二个问题。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做了一些什么事
？Can you answer that one?
你可以回答这个问题吗
？I think even the kids in the nursery over here can answer that question.
我想在我们这个小班的这个小朋友可能也可以回答这个问题。
Question number three.
第三个问题呢
？How did you come to know Jesus?
你怎么样认识耶稣呢？
Can you answer that question?
你可以回答这个问题吗
I think you can answer each of these three simple questions.
我相信你可以回答上面这三个问题。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣
What did he do?
他做了什么
How did you come to know Jesus?
你怎么样认识耶稣
And if you can answer those three questions,
如果你可以回答这三个问题
you can share the gospel.
你就已经可以去传福音了。
You can be an evangelist.
你可以做一个传福音的人。
So to be a fruitful work in the harvest, first thing Jesus wants us to know is that you are ready.
所以做一个收庄稼的工人呢，第一个我们就是必须要准备好了。
The second thing I think he wants us to know is not to get discouraged.
第二件事情耶稣要我们就是不要失望。
Now I can just imagine the disciples, you know, they were all curious and they didn't quite know what Jesus was doing talking to the woman at the well.
我想门当门徒看到耶稣在跟这个撒玛利亚妇人讲话的时候，他们有一些奇怪。
And then when they gave Jesus the food,
然后当他们把食物交给耶稣的时候
，then Jesus is saying, "Well, I've already eaten."
然后耶稣又说他又吃饱了。
They didn't really quite get what Jesus was saying.
所以他们真的不是了解耶稣是在做什么。
And then when Jesus says, "You got to be workers in the harvest."
当耶稣告诉他们说你们必须做收庄稼的工人的时候
And they're starting to realize how they might have fallen short.
他到那个时候他们才了解说为什么他们所做的不够
And I can imagine myself if I were one of the disciples.
我也可以想象说假设我是门徒中的一位
At this point I'm going, oh man, Jesus, I've missed it.
我也就会突然醒悟过来说我到底
And you know, and when I'm embarrassed and I feel frustrated or I feel like I've done wrong, I look down. I can't look Jesus in the eye.
当我了解自己做错的时候，我也没有办法抬起头来看耶稣，我只能往下看。
And maybe I have to shut my eyes really tight to make sure that I don't see Jesus going, oh, bad disciple.
所以可能我自己也必须要把这个眼睛闭起来呢，不敢看耶稣，说我真的是不是一个好的门徒。
But Jesus says, don't be discouraged.
耶稣说不要失望。
Don't be sad about what happened in the past.
不要为过去的事情难过。
He says, open up your eyes.
打开你的眼睛。
Lift up your eyes.
抬起头来。
Look at the harvest.
举目向田观看。
And that's what he says in these verses.
所以在这些经，在这个经文里头，这是他在告诉我们的一件事情。
He says, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are white for harvest.
他在这里告诉门徒说，我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经成熟了。
So Jesus says, you're ready.
耶稣跟他们说，你们已经准备好了。
He says, don't be discouraged.
不要感到那个难过失望。
But then he also says, look to the fields.
他说举目向田观看。
Well, where is the field?
我们的田和田和场在哪里呢？
Now, most of the time when I'm looking to people to, for people to share the gospel with.
很多时候当我在四处观看谁是我可以那个分享福音的人。
The first people I look at are the ones that I like.
我第一个对象可能就是我喜欢的人。
I go, oh, this person is such a nice person.
我通常会想说，哦，这个是一个蛮容易相处的人。
They're really generous.
他们非常的慷慨。
They make me laugh.
他们也让我很开心。
I enjoy spending time with them.
我跟他们在一起很愉快。
Maybe they're very successful in what they do too.
而且他们也可能是在他们职场上很成功的人。
So I think, oh, wouldn't it be great if that person would become a Christian?
那我就会开始想说，那个人成为基督徒该多好呢？
And that's the type of person that I look to first.
那这些人是我可能我第一个反应想要去跟他们分享福音的对象。
But then I also start to realize that, you know, those are the type of people that seem to be the hardest to share the gospel with.
我也渐渐地了解说，这种人呢，其实是最难分享福音的人。
Because they don't seem to have a need for Jesus.
因为他们感觉上他们好像对福音没有需要。
But Jesus says, look to the fields, it's white for harvest.
但是耶稣说举目向田观看庄稼已经成熟了。
So maybe he's saying, you're looking at the wrong field.
所以有可能他在告诉我们说你看的地方可能看错了。
See the disciples, if Jesus says, look to the field, where is the disciples first thinking of?
当耶稣告诉门徒说举目向前观看的时候，你想门徒第一个看到的是什么？
They're probably thinking about Jerusalem.
他们可能想到的是耶路撒冷。
And the Jews.
是犹太人。
The ones who are already kind of religious.
是这些已经有一些信仰的人。
And then maybe if they're going to stretch a little bit.
如果他们向远一点的地方看呢？
Then they think about their hometown where they grew up in Galilee.
那他们就可能想到是他们自己的家乡加利利的地方。
But the last place they would look for is who? The Samaritans.
他们最后会去想到的地方就是撒玛利亚这个地方。
But that's where Jesus said the fields are white for harvest.
但是在这里耶稣所说庄稼已经成熟的地方就是这个撒玛利亚的地方。
Well, let's think about it a little bit.
我们来思想一下。
Who are people in our Jerusalem?
谁是在耶路撒冷的人？
They're the people most like us.
可能大部分这些人就是跟我们比较接近、比较相似的。
Where are the people who are in Galilee?
在加利利的人是什么样的人呢？
Oh, those are the people that we're comfortable with too, because they're our neighbors. We grew up with them.
可能这些人是我们的邻居，我们跟他们一起长大的。
But where is the field white for harvest?
但是庄稼成熟的禾场是在哪里呢？
It's our Samaria.
是撒玛利亚。
Who are the Samaritans in your life?
在你的生命里头，你的撒玛利亚人是哪些人呢？
Is it the boss that you can't stand?
是你不能够忍受的上司吗？
Is it the neighbor that messing up the neighborhood?
是你不喜欢的邻居吗？
Is it your relative that you wish you weren't related to?
是不是你不喜欢的一些你的亲人呢？
Who is your Samaria?
你的撒玛利亚在哪里？
And Jesus is saying, look to that field because that's the field that is white for harvest.
而耶稣所说的这个禾场就是撒玛利亚这块禾场，因为庄稼在那里已经成熟了。
But then, of course, Jesus knows that to us, that seems like the hardest work to do.
但耶稣也了解，对我们来讲，这个是最困难的事情。
Because we have to go out of our comfort zone.
因为我们必须要勉强自己。
We have to do things that are uncomfortable to us.
我们必须要就是去适应一些我们不习惯做的事情。
Be nice to people that we don't want to be nice to.
我们必须对我们不喜欢的人表示好感。
Maybe even spend time with people that we really don't want to spend time with.
然后要跟一些我们不喜欢的人花时间。
We think that it's hard work.
我们觉得这个是很辛苦的工作。
But Jesus says to us also that the hard work is actually already done.
但是耶稣告诉我们说，难的工作已经完成了。
If we look at the last verses in this passage.
我们来看看在这一段圣经里头的最后一节。
Jesus was saying, already he who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life. And those who are sowing is reaping together that we may rejoice together. But then he says, in this case, the saying is true. One sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for that which you have not worked for. Others have worked for it.And you have entered into their labor.
这里所说的，我们再看一次。收割的人，耶稣跟他们说，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。他又说，俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
How many of you are farmers?
你在这里，我们有多少人是农夫？
I'm not.
我也不是。
But when I watch movies and as I travel, you know, and go through fields.
当我看到一些电影里头有在经过一些就是稻田或者是一些田的时候。
I imagine that the farmer's life is really hard work.
我会想象说这些农人的生活是非常的辛苦。
Right, they have to cut down trees.
他们必须先把这个树砍掉
，dig out rocks，
把这个石头都给清干净
，and then they have to plow the land，
然后他们必须要把这个地都准备好
，and then they have to scatter the seed，
然后他们必须要播种
，but that's not done，
但是在到这里为止也还没有结束
，then they have to fertilize it，
他们也需要施肥
，they have to water it，
他们需要浇水
，they have to weed，
他们需要除草
，that's a lot of hard work。
很多很辛苦的工作。
And Jesus as the sower says that he is the sower. He's done all the hard work.
但是耶稣在这里说他是撒种人，他已经做了所有最劳苦的工作。
When he's sending out his disciples into the harvest field, all he's saying is that pick the harvest.
所以在这里耶稣对他的门徒说，你们出去只是要去收庄稼。
See, he did all the hard work. All he asked his disciples to do is just to go get lunch.
所以他所有的辛苦的工作已经做完了，唯一的工作就是他叫门徒去买食物。
Jesus is the one who died on the cross for all of us.
耶稣在十字架上为我们所有的人钉十字死了。
Jesus is the one who rose from the dead to give us new life.
耶稣从死里复活。
That's the hard work.
这个是才是真正困难的工作。
Jesus is also the one who draws people to God the Father.
而耶稣也是吸引众人归向父神的人。
And all Jesus is asking us to do is to reap the harvest.
而耶稣在这里所要求他门徒，要求我们所做的，就去收割庄稼。
It's easy work.
是很简单的工作。
It's so easy that even a child can do it.
简单到这个程度，就说连一个孩子都可以做的事。
At the very beginning of summer, our family took some of our young cousins to go cherry picking.
我们今年在在这个夏天开始的时候，我们去采樱桃。
Now I don't think I told Sarah this, but I was a little bit worried about how are the kids going to react to cherry picking.
因为我们带了很多小小朋友，所以我也没有跟 Sarah 讲说我不晓得这些小朋友对于采樱桃的反应是什么。
Are they going to say it's too far away to go?
他们会说实在地方太远了。
Or it's too hot out there.
外面实在太热了。
Or are they going to say the trees are too high?
或者是他们会抱怨说这个树呢，樱桃树太高了。
Or it's too hard to know which fruit to pick.
或者是说太难了，我们不知道要采什么样的樱桃。
I was worried about all those things.
我对这些事情都有点担心。
But when we opened the car door, they just ran out.
但是当我们一把这个车门打开的时候，所有小朋友通通跑出去了。
We got big buckets for them.
我们采了非常多的樱桃。
And what did they do? They went to the trees.
他们做些什么呢？他们就是跑到这个樱桃树。
And there's a lot of branches that are low.
有很多那个树枝是比较低的。
Because they're full of fruit.
但是他们有很多的樱桃。
And we're trying to explain to them which fruit to pick. You know, which ones are ripe, which ones are not quite ready.
我们有试着要告诉他们说有已经有熟的，然后有一些是太生的。
But a couple of them just went to the branches that they could reach.
但是有几个小小朋友呢，只要是他们碰得到、可以抓得到的树枝
，They wrap their hand around the branch，
他们的手就全部套着这个树枝
，and just pulled，
全部就拉下来
，and tons of fruit would just fall off and go into the bucket，
所有的樱桃通通会掉在这个桶里头。
Yeah， Christopher's laughing， see， he remembers 。
那个 Christopher 也是其中一个。
And in no time, the buckets were full of cherries.
所以很快的，这个桶子就全部满了，就是塞满了樱桃。
Easy work.
是很简单的工作。
That's what Jesus is saying to us.
这就是耶稣在跟我们所说的事情。
Maybe we shouldn't worry about all those other things that we worry about.
我们不需要去担心那些我们在担心的事情。
Do I have enough training?
我有没有足够的装备？
Oh, I wasn't successful in the past.
我过去做的并不是很成功。
I don't know if the field is ready that I'm looking at.
我看的那些人不知道适不适合我去跟他们传福音。
It's really hard work.
真的是好像太难了。
But Jesus is saying, what will bring us fulfillment and satisfaction in our life is to fulfill God's will.
但是耶稣说什么事情会带来我们生命的满足呢？就是要遵行上帝的旨意。
To finish God's work,
来做成他的工
which is to be a fruitful worker in the harvest.
就是做一个收庄稼的工人。
Jesus says in these few verses,
耶稣在这个短短的圣经里头
you're ready.
你已经准备好了。
Don't be discouraged.
不要害怕，不要失望。
Look to the field that is ready.
看着这个禾场。
Know that the hard work is already done.
要了解说所有的准备工作都做好了。
You can reap and rejoice along with Jesus.
你可以跟我们可以跟耶稣一起的快乐高兴来收庄稼。
And I can just imagine as Jesus is saying these words that the fields are ripe and white for harvest.
当耶稣说庄稼已经成熟了，已经发白可以收割的时候。
As they lifted up their eyes.
当他们举目观看的时候。
By this time.The Samaritan woman had gone back into the village and telling all the people that she's found the Messiah.
在这个时候呢，她相信这个撒玛利亚的妇人已经回到她自己的村庄，跟她自己村里的人想分享她得到她遇到弥赛亚的事情。
Come and meet him.
你们赶快来看看这弥赛亚。
And the whole village is coming out towards the well.
所有的这个村庄里的人都会跟着她出来，来要寻找耶稣。
All dressed in their white robes.
都跟他们一起跟耶稣一样穿着白袍
The white turbans on their heads.
然后他们头上有戴这个白色的这个
And the disciples lift up their eyes.
这些门徒呢就会抬起头来观看
And they see the multitude coming to Jesus.
他们看到众人都来归向耶稣
The fields are white for harvest.
庄稼已经成熟，已经发白了
Will we pray for workers in the harvest?
我们要为收庄稼的工人祷告
Will we pray that we will be a fruitful worker in the harvest?
我们要祷告说我们就是那收庄稼的工人
Well then let's pray
我们来一起祷告
Heavenly Father
亲爱的天父
We thank you that you loved us so much that you gave us salvation through Jesus
感谢你这么爱我们，你将耶稣的救赎赐给我们
You gave us a life that is fulfilled and satisfied
你赐给我们一个丰富的生命，满足的生命。
And then you ask us to be even more fulfilled in life by sharing the good news with other people.
你要叫我们得到更丰盛的生命，当我们去跟别人分享你福音的时候。
So we ask and we pray that you would send workers into your harvest.
我们就祈求你自己差遣收庄稼的工人。
We ask and we pray that you would make us fruitful workers in your harvest.
我们祈求你自己将我们成为就差遣我们做你收庄稼的工人。
That we would accomplish your work.
我们可以完成你的工。
That we would do your will.
我们可以做你的旨意。
That we would be satisfied and fulfilled in our life.
我们的生命能够得着满足。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes.
<音>刚才李牧师给我们讲的信息哈，耶稣给谁说话呢？给谁？撒玛利亚的妇人。所以我要给你们个功课，下个月轮到我讲道的时候，不是第二个礼拜，可能是第三个或者第四个礼拜，因为我要到台湾去一次。我的教会。 我来以前的教会是仁爱堂，是台湾第一个浸信会，头一个浸信会，他们成立60周年。去年我到金门是成立50周年，那个教会是我开创的。那60周年是我最后服侍的，到这里来以前的，他们的牧师、他们全教会，要写信来要我回去，邀请我回去，我愿单身，愿意回去。 所以回去以后，在那里有很多的服侍，所以我把功课交给你们啊。你们回去看《约翰福音》第4章这一章，主耶稣基督是给一个撒玛利亚妇人讲话。第一个问题，撒玛利亚妇人是个好妇人还是个坏妇人？有10个理由可以讲出来，或者你讲她坏的，10个理由。 最好你们讲他好的，也有10个理由，所以你们自己去看好不好？若是谁回答的最高分的，我有奖品带回来。好，有3个人可以得到奖品。OK， 好，477首，请翻到477首。 在尘世生命的道路中，多少人困倦悲伤，黑暗漫步，快把风光照亮，多少在挣扎，借我慈恩福，借我慈恩福。 借我生命的荣耀主名，借我慈爱父尊主听我求，借我慈爱父使他人得救。第二节，请起立来唱。诉说之父极多慈爱故事，诉说他救罪大能，别人信主要尽力去见证，我是个小明灯，借我慈爱父借我慈爱父借我生命的荣耀主，借我慈爱父救主听我求，借我慈爱父使他人得救。拜拜的来呀，要拜拜舍予，爱人要向主爱你，搀扶软弱者我要尽心力，终日主始终如一，借我慈爱父借我慈爱父借我生命荣耀，借我慈爱父救主听我求，借我圣父使他人得救。每位基督徒，你这一生有没有使别人有一个人因你得救呢？今天信息的主题就在这里，我们低头领受祝福。但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动引导，施恩在我们身上，叫我们去传福音给众人听，尤其是我们身边的亲戚朋友，让他们都有机会信靠主耶稣，蒙恩得救，将荣耀都归给我们在天上的父。这样感恩、感谢、祝福、祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请坐，我们来唱一次阿们颂一唱啊，来，阿们阿们阿们阿们阿们阿请坐。